Friday, Torah Majda, Gimel, Nissan Toshim Halef, Harav Yisrael Friedman.
And he told me years ago, he came home Leila Seder, and as he was about to start the Seder, he was just in the kitchen organizing things, he spilt Nebuch on himself the boiling hot chicken soup, and he had to rush off to hospital. And by the time he came home, it was just about time of Chatzos. And he went to ask a Shalab, one of the Gedolei Harabunim, what is he supposed to do? Do the mitzvahs halayla only go until Chatzos? No, it's already Chatzos now. You've missed it. Sorry, it's like coming after sikkahs and wanting to sit in the sikkah. You've missed the mitzvah. Or do we say, b'di'evet, a person could only start his seder for whatever reason after Chatzos? B'di'evet, he's allowed to conduct his seder. He can drink the arba koises, he can make the bruch al achilas matzah, al achilas mura, he can make the bruch in the haguda shegaluni. Or do we say, I'm sorry, you've missed the boat, unfortunately. So this is pashtus, as we will see. The halucha is, the pashtus is, he's missed the boat. But, having said this, there are gedolim who are makel b'di'eved, even after Chatzos, to conduct a normal Seder. And Be'etzim sounds a bit lachidish. It's not how the Mishnah Brira paskins. But I want to speak about the two sides of this Shala. And somebody actually told me that this was Nagei Lamasa a few years ago in Agon Rav Vozna, Zeichel Tzadik Levrucha, was Nifta Lela Seder. So his Levaya was Motzi Yom Rishon. And one of his sons who was there, Netz Yisroel, so Motzi Yontav Rishon was the Levaya of his father. So he went to the Levaya. And by the time he came home, it was either just after Chatzos or just before Chatzos. And he said that his father had told him once many years ago that he had a Mesoira B'Shem L'Chasm Sofer, that even after Chatzos one can conduct the Seder. So hear what his father had told him himself, B'Shem L'Chasm Sofer, he was able to do this and to conduct the normal Seder. But, Hadvurim Tzrichim Bia, because L'Choira, the Pashtus, is Zicha Nishtazoi. So we have the Gemara in Masechtas Pesuchim, in Daf Kif Chofam Abreis. That's where the Gemara brings the Machloikas between Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Luzer Ben Azariah. So we say the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach is only until Chatzos. That's the opinion of Rebbe Luzer ben Azariah. So the opinion is, like Rebbe Kiva, who says, the Zmana is Kol Halayla. A machloik is in the Gemara. And Rova says, Omer Rova, Ochel Matzah Bizman Azer Ach Chatzos, Rebbe Luzer ben Azariah, Loi Yutza Yidei Chavusoi. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, we don't know what the halacha is like, but says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Ayin Zayin, La'acha gemar kol ha'sida, after you finished your sida, oichle mimatzah shmira, v'yehei zu'e la'ochloi koidem chatzos. Says the Mechaber very clearly, you have to be zu'e, you have to be careful to eat it before chatzos. Says the Mishnah Brira, why? Because the afikoyim is zeichel korban pesach, and the pesach is neinei nechol ela ad chatzos. The kol shekain kezayis harishoin, says the Mishnah Brira. Avada, if the afikoyim has to be full chatzos, kol shekain the kezayis harishoin, shemavarchim ulev al achilas matzah, shetzurich lizu ma'oid sheloi la'achre achatzos. Says the Mishnah Brira, ebidi eved, im icha, if for whatever reason you were delayed, and you can only eat your matzah after chatzos, mistapkim harishoinim, it's a big machloik rishonim if we paskin like Rebbe Luzer ben Azariah, as we paskin the Rosh, that I look like Rebbe Luzer ben Azariah, that you've only got until Chatzos. The Rambam, however, paskins like Rebbe Kiva, that Zmanoi is called Halayla. And the Rif just ignores the statement of Rebbe Luzer ben Azariah, doesn't quote it, which is Mashma again, he holds like Rebbe Kiva. And therefore says the Mishabrira Va'alkein Yoicheleni, you should eat the matzah, Velo Yevurach Ulav Alachilas Matzah. You're not allowed to make the bruch Alachilas Matzah. The simile, the Gamura, Afshimid Rabunon, says the Mishabrira, the same thing. Make sure to eat it before Chatzos. And if you delayed Vim Icha, Yoicheleni Beloy Brucha. So very clearly we have here, because says the Mishabrira, we have a machloikus, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, or like Rabbi Akiva, and we don't know really who the halacha is like, sufik bruchas lohokil. I'll get, the Mishabrira said, v'kol shekein, l'afikoyim you have to eat before chatzos. Well, you can't eat the afikoyim before you've ate the first kazayis. So, the afikoyim, v'kol shekein kazayis rishon. Similarly, writes the Prima Gudim, b'di'eved yoichel achach chatzos b'loy brucha. And he says it twice. And similarly, passing is the Orach HaShilchan. A person was an oinus. Lo yevurach al achilas matzah de sufik bruchas lohoka. So this, if somebody was to come and ask a shala, we'd open a Mishabrira and say, I'm very sorry, we're not sure what the halacha exactly is. The Mechaber says very clearly, Yehezoi, you have to be careful. Since we have a sufik, you can't make a brucha al achilas matzah. You can't make a brucha al achilas mura. And you probably won't be allowed to make a bruch on each one of the four koises, which we also do as the mitzvahs are four koises, the chashivas as the mitzvah. Once you don't have the mitzvah, you can't make a bruch on each kois. Similarly, the bruch of Asher Galuni, the kiddush is kiddush. No, kiddush you're allowed to make, but the extra bruchas you can't make. Similarly, the bruch of Asher Galuni, which is a bruch of the Haguda, you probably also can't make. However, in Shivas Mishkanos Yaakov, Fin Rabbi Yaakov Fin Kalin, who was one of the Gedolei Poskim 200 years ago, he says, I don't agree. The halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, and this is stated clearly in the Rambam, that Zmanoi is kol halayla. And therefore, hamavurach al achilas matzah ach chatzos loy hifsid. He's not lost out. And similarly, as I state in the Ois Sameach, the Ois Sameach writes, very sharp l'shoynus. He quotes the Rambam, that the mitzvah is kol halayla, and then says the Ois Sameach the following words. Nech l'ki b'zeh, rav se kadmui, harif varosh, v'gdoi l'bala toises. It's a big machloikus, what the haluch is like. V'dubura, this is clear to us. The misveikalom, because we have a suffix, im shul udam eich la'asois, im uva chatzois, a person is going to ask a shala, what should we do? We got a sufik deraisa. And because we have a sufik deraisa, and the majority of the poskim and the shoinim hold the mitzvah is kol halayla, you've got to make a brucha. The poskim mitzvah kol halayla, the halucha k'rebekiva mechaveiroi, idaloi ka'achroinim shaposki lehepech. Says very clearly, the Ois Sameach, and not like those poskim who said you shouldn't make a brucha. Very strong words from the Ois Sameach. Similarly, this is written also in the Shulchan Atur from the Kaman, the Rebbe, who writes about himself that he wasn't medactic even to hurry on the second night to get the first kezayis before Chatzos. The first kezayis, we know we've heard about the Afikoyman, the Tanai of the Avnezer, but the Shulchan Atur says, I know that Luchas like Rebbe Kiva's, Mana Kol Alayla. Therefore, the second night, I did not even be Machme when he could have, not by Mukim Oynes. He schlepped his Aguda, he had no problem whatsoever to schlep his Aguda. And similarly, in a Aguda called Aguda Space Aaron, it was written one, the Gedolei Rabbanim, Reb Aaron Ackerman, was Ruv in the town of Yas in Romania. He writes also some 200 years ago, V'chein ro'isi Gedolei hador shemarichem b'mitzah sipa yisiyas Mitzrayim, v'hachuna v'oichlin gan kezayis matzah acha chatzois. He writes, he saw Gedolei hador, who were lechila, they didn't bother to eat the first kezayis for chatzos. And the reason being, says this Beis Aaron, because it's clear the halucha, the ik halucha, is like Rebbe Akiva, that the zmana is called halayla. So we have to ask ourselves now, let's try and work out what here exactly is this major machloikus. On one hand, we have the Mishnah Brira, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, we have the Prima Gudim, and many others who say very clearly that once it's come chatzos, you can no longer make the bruchas because sovet bruchas lehokel. And we have a sovet bechalal if you've even got a mitzvah. It could be that looks like Rebbe Luzer ben Azariah. We don't know. So sovet bruchas lehokel. On the other hand, we have the Ol Sameach. We have this other Sforim, the Shulchan Atur, come on the Rebbe, the Beis Aharon, who says, I saw Gedoy Lador, who were the Lechichila not even Makpid. So what is here this Machloikas? So again, the Lushan of the Shulchan Aruch is not so conclusive. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Yehei Zohe, be careful to eat the Afikoyimim before Chatzos. Be careful means, just be careful, try, but if you didn't manage, it's Nishkefeelach, or Yehei Zohe means you have to make sure to eat the Afikoyimim before Chatzos. If you look in the Beis Yosef, then Siman Tov Ayin Zayin, he writes the following words, Nochoin, he brings the sofik of the halachas like Rebbe Luzer ben Azariah, like Bekiva, and then he says, Mihi, Nochoin lahachme ke Rebbe Luzer ben Azariah. It's Nochoin, it's correct to be machme like Rebbe Luzer ben Azariah. De Efsha, the Rebbe Kiva, moide laharchik esa'uda min haveira. Although Rebbe Kiva says that you've got the whole night, but we know laharchik uda min aveira. It's very possible that even Rebbe Kiva also holds that you've got to eat the korban pesach before chatzos. So don't come along, says the Beis Yosef, and tell me, yeah, but we passing like Rebbe Kiva, and that's a klal halucha k'Rebbe Kiva machaveiroi. Because although Rebbe Kiva said you've got the whole night to eat the korban pesach, Abba Rebbe Kiva himself is also could be maskim laharchik uda min aveira. You've got to eat before chatzos. So therefore, says the Beis Yosef, it's nochoin to be machme like Rebbe Luzer ben Azariah, because efsha that Rebbe Kiva says that you've only got until chatzos. We see from the lushan of Rebbe Luzer ben Azariah of the Beis Yosef that he doesn't at all seem to say with the vaduas the halacha is like Rebbe Luzer ben Azariah. It's just a nochoin to be machme because efsha Rebbe Kiva is also moide. And Azoy Shteit in the Sefer Ginzer Chaim was written by the one of the Gedolei Harabunim 150 years ago, Rabbi Shlomo Reisner. Mashma milushin atov shochnuch derak zehiris hi lechatchila. It's only epis as zehiris, and then he adds on something else that this what the Mechaber says that you have to be makpid because Efshel says the Beis Yosef the halucha is like Rabbi Kiva, but he says also you've only got until chatzos. That's speaking about the korban Pesach. Aval afikoyman, which is only a zeicha, efsha, this is mita kol alayla, afila l'Rebbe Kiva. Lefi an yisdati, vada yesh lismach al gadoi la'poskim, sheposki k'Rebbe Kiva, lechein vada hamavurach, lo yhifsit kein nir lafi an yisdati. Azo yizuk the sefer Ginzei Chaim from Rabbi Shlomo Reisner. So we have here as follows. Rabbi Kiva comes along, and could be that looks like Rebbe Kiva, that's Mane Kol HaLaila. Says the Beis Yosef, yeah, but even Rebbe Kiva, could be Laharchik Uda Min Aveira, you have to be Magdim before Chatzos. Says the Sefer Ginzer Chaim, yeah, that's a Halucha by Korban Pesach. But who says this Halucha applies to Matzah? Efshit's only matzah, only by Korban Pesach, or by matzah, which is a zeich for Korban Pesach, then even Rebbe Kiva holds, is kol alayla. L'choire, zeh shtar ketana. But I see, from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Prima Gudim, and the Mishnah Brira, that they all are not buying this. They all saying, that once it's chatzos, you've missed it. You're not allowed to make a brucha. L'shale is why. L'choire, it seems that the evidence is stacked up against Rebbe Luzer ben Azariah. And don't quote me, Rebbe Kiva, that could be he's machme kol alayla. That's only by Korban Pesach. But who says it applies to it? Afikoyman? So I saw in the Lush in the Shulchan Aruch Rav a moedik diak. The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Siman Tov Ayin Zayin, Sivov, when he explains why we have to eat the afikoyman before chatzos, he explains as follows. Tzurich lizur lechol afikoyman chatzos layla kamoi ha-pesach. Just like the Korban Pesach had to be eaten before Chatzos, similarly says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you have to be makpid with the Afikoyman, the same way. Now what's he adding on and telling us, you know why you have to eat the Afikoyman before Chatzos? You have to do it k'moy ha-Pesach. And I want to explain the Shulchan Aruch Rav with the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kol eli hanechulim leyoim velayla. A Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh HaKabunis, legabe Kabunis. All karbunos, which you've only got a day and a night to eat those karbunos, which din toyer sheinechulim ad shiyal amadashacha, really you have the entire night to eat the karbun, says the Rambam, kedei laharchik min haveira, omri chachumim sheinechulim ela ad chatzois layla. So laharchik udim min haveira, you've got to make sure to finish it before chatzos. Says the Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Lakit Haluchos, this is in Zvuchim, Sof Perik Hay. So let's just picture the scene. A person has brought a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. He's got a yoim v'layla to eat the korban. The clock is ticking. He sees in 10 minutes' time it's going to be Chatzos Laila. And he hasn't managed to finish the whole korban. So what's going to happen? We know that a person who leaves over until the morning, he is over alive in the Torah, Loi soisiri mimeni ad boike. So I would have thought, laharchik udam in aveira. We are worried a person, by mistake, he might continue eating once it's yala amud ashacha. Laharchik udam in aveira. Tell him, hurry up and make sure to eat before chatzos. They shouldn't be over in aveira. But if we're speaking about, it's 10 minutes before chatzos, but there's too much flesh left over, and if we don't allow him to eat this korban after chatzos, he's going to now be over. Forget about the morning. He's going to be now be over in aveira, alav in the Torah, loisim naboika. I would for sure have thought, in such a case, avada, we're going to allow you to eat after chatzos. This we tell you not to eat before chatzos, lahachi kudim in aveira. Says the Mishabri Rabbe, this is not so. When Chazal made a takuna that you're not allowed to eat after chatzos laharchik udim in aveira, haini dehili kiva af bediyevet kesheloi uchal mikoidim, even though you didn't eat beforehand, shiv usil lemechel, and zuk the mishabrira azoi state beferish in Rashi in the first Mishnah in Masechtas Bruchas, me'emus hai koina shema ba'arvis, and there we have a machloikas if krishma it goes until al moed ashachu, until chatzos, and finishes off the Mishnah, V'chol ha'nechulem l'yoyim, acha mitzvusim is ad sh'yalach n'mashacha, inken lo mechum ad chatzos k'de laharchik udam min haveira. Says Rashi, laharchik udam min haveira, v'osrim ba'achila koidim zmanom. Chazal forbade you to eat already koidim before the time has elapsed, before amud ha'shacha, k'de sh'yuvoy l'ochlem acha amud ha'shacha. In order that person shouldn't end up eating them after Amud HaShachar Yischayev Kuris. Says the Chofetz Chaim, I see clearly that once it comes, Laharchik Udam and Aveira means that even b'di'evet, although you're going to be over the Issa Noisa, you're forbidden to eat it after Chatzos. And Azoi Paskin, the Minchas Chinuch, Legabe Korban Pesach. A person with Zman HaMikdash has Korban Pesach, and he's looking at his clock, and in 10 minutes' time he's going to be chatzos, and if we don't allow him to eat the korban pesach chatzos, he's going to be over in issen noise. Says the Minchas Chinuch, afilu loy ochel ad chatzos, bevadai loy yochel achakach. You're forbidden to eat afterwards. Ki chazal okri kama peumim mitzvus asei b'sheval tas bnei siog, eat pushit, and this is pushit. Now with this, we come back to the lushan of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav said, Chazal told us, you're not allowed to eat the afikoimen after chatzos. The question is why? Restatus. Efshe only applies to the korban pesach. But this is only a zeicha. Said the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Tzuch lizu lechel afikoim chatzos, kemoi ha-pesach. The same way the korban pesach, you're forbidden to eat the korban pesach after chatzos, even though it's going to be issa noisa by you leaving it over, you're forbidden to eat it. The same way you have to be medactic by your afikoimen, not to eat it after chatzos. And with this we understand the lushan was stated in one of the Rishonim, Sefer HaPardes, was written one of the Rishonim, we don't know who it is, which Asach Achroinim asked the Kasha on this, what's he saying here? And Lefi Devareini, we understand it very well. Somebody continues his sida after chatzos. He ate the first kezias for chatzos, but he's carrying on. Could be even ready ate the afikoimen, and he wants to eat a big afikoimen. Ready a kezias afikoimen. He wants to eat five kezias of his afikoimen, and he wants to carry on eating even after chatzos. Kovsi Rabbi Seinas Fasatim Zal B'Shem Harav HaKudosh Rabbeinu Yaakov Mikobil Zal She'usa Lechel Kezayis Matzah Achah Chatzos. You're forbidden to eat any matzah after Chatzos. So you eat, let's say you're eating your Kezayis Afikoyman, and you start eating your Kezayis Afikoyman 2 minutes before Chatzos. No, Baruch Hashem, I'll charange my Kezayis Matzah. I'm eating another Kezayis, and I'll just go over a minute or two in, over Chatzos. It's forbidden. Lefi Shamatzah Nasi Zeichel Pesach. The Kaim alone, the mission says in the Koyman, that Pesach Eina Nechel Ela Ad Chatzos. So you see here very clearly how he writes here that you cannot eat any Matzah after Chatzos, and this fits in with the words of the Chofetz Chaim and the Minchas Chinuch. And with this I understood also something which was bothering me about this year. This year, Erev Pesach Shechaliyah is B'Shabbos. So we know we all got to get up very early in the morning to make sure to eat pas, to have lechem for Seder Shabbos. Now, although we know it's a big aveira, a issachoma to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, Abba Bizman HaMikdash, they did used to eat matzah on Erev Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. Zug the Avner Nezer and the Meshech Chochma, that the Lechem Apunim in the Beis HaMikdash, which was every Shabbos was replaced, so the Lechem Apunim, that Shabbos which fell on Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Shecholiyos be'Erev Pesach, that lechem apunim, which was made from matzah, it wasn't chometz, because only shviyas you had the shteh lechem, which was chometz. So the lechem apunim for the whole year was matzah, was given to the kohanim who ate it on Shabbos Erev Pesach. Zug the Avner Nezer and the Meshech Chochma both the same. How could he eat it? It's doch also to eat Erev Pesach. Okay, so she's akasha in shviyas b'mikdash. But zugin ze beide. Hayoyz there has a mitzvah of eating lechem apunim. Chaviva mitzvah b'shata. We don't come along and ask you to do an issa deraisa from eating now the lechem apunim because of a issa derabunam. We're worried about tonight you might not be able to eat the matzah l'tayuvan. Chaviva mitzvah b'shata. So I thought to myself, well, although there's an issa every year to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, why did Chazal come along and say, you know what, this issa is so chumah that it even overrides your mitzvah of 3 seders on Shabbos? Okay, the second seder, you say, doesn't override. That's why we have to get up early. But what was to happen if somebody, he overslept, he was an oinus, he didn't manage to eat his second seder before Sofzman Achilas Chometz. So he comes now to ask Kishala, can I eat my second seder using matzvah? And the feed the Shittas HaRashba, and Azoi Paskin the Mugan Avrum Nataz, that seder Shabbos is a deraisa, because we learn now from the Pusuk, Yichli Hayoim Ki Shabbos Hayoim Lashem, and ain't seder without pas. So therefore, I've got a mitzvah deraisa for now, Chaviva mitzvah b'shata. We should be allowing him to eat the second seder using matzah, and actually even the third seder, although b'dievel, you can't be yoitza without lecha mishnah, but only b'dievel, lechila. So why don't we say that, like this year, we should be all able to eat matzah, because the Shabbos chaviva mitzvah b'shata. But I see here from this halucha that when Chazal made the takuna laharchik udam min haveira, they did it even like in such a way that you're going to end up being oiven issen noisa. Chazal said, don't eat your korban after chatzos. Oh, but I've got too much flesh. I'm going to be oiven lav in the Torah loisa siri meni aboika. Chazal came along and they said, I'm sorry, laharchik udam min ho aveira, we have been oiker this lav. Although there, by karbunis, it's speaking about a lav shiesh bekuris, it's not mamish the same. Oh, but here we see by Shabbos, because the second seder you can eat before sosman achila, and because the third seder bidyeved, you can be yoitzer without lechem mishnah. So therefore, in such a case, came along Chazal and said, you know what, we don't feel that the chaviva mitzvah b'shata is a reason to allow you, because Chazal sometimes hemidi divrayim, even when they were oiker through that a mitzvah. So, we've already established, we have a big machloikas here now, whether you're allowed to make a brucha on the matzah or not. But we have to ask, okay, let's say you don't make a brucha on the matzah. Azoy zuk the mishabriel, shulchan acharav, prima gudim, you're not allowed to make a brucha al achilas matzah. What's going to be the halucha about sipa yitzias mitzrayim? Is there a mitzvah of sipa yitzias mitzrayim after chatzos? Oh no, he's missed it, so there's no point saying the haguda either, you've missed it. So the Doga Mirvuva, the Noida Behida in his Agus, Doga Mirvuva, says that somebody who came home just before Chatzos, let's say quarter of an hour before Chatzos, he's got no time to conduct the Seder. What should he do? Says the Noida Behida, should make Kiddush, Yish te kois rishon, drink the first kois, yitl yudo vivurach hamoitzi alachilis matzah, v'yoichal, eat your matzah, v'haguda yoima achakach, and say the haguda afterwards. V'gam yivurach alamura, take of koidem chatzois koidem amiris haguda. And azoi zuk the Mishnah Brira, quoting these words of the Dugal Merevuva, that you can say your haguda after chatzois. But the Kafachayim quotes the Sefer Dugal Merevuva, and he says the Sefer Pesach Shiva doesn't agree. Like we understand, you can't make a brucha al achilas matzah, al achilas mura after chatzos, because it's the zman mitzvah is finished. So the mitzvah from Sipa Yisrael, the brucha of Asher Galuni, which we make just before Hamoitzi, that brucha you've also missed, because we know the zman mitzvah of Sipa Yisrael is only bizman she matzah imurim. Minuchim lefunecho. And once the time of the mitzvah of matzah morav elapsed, the mitzvah sibis time has also elapsed. And azoi shteit klo in the minchas chinuch, in simen chof, in mitzvah chof aleph. Leshittes haposkim, sheposki kerebeluza ben Azaria, de ochel matzah achatzois lo yutzu chedei chavusoi, says the minchas chinuch, in kei mitzvah zi of sipe tzies time, Gan came out chatzos is also only until chatzos. Aval acha chatzos have a kamoi kol hashuna. Says very clearly Minchas Chinuch, after chatzos, it's like the rest of the year. V'chol ha-pesach deinul v'chiyas mitzvah ha-seizi. And v'im icha lo'kiyam ha-mitzvah le'beluza ben Azariah v'zeh pushet. It's pushet, says the Minchas Chinuch, that after chatzos, you're no longer yoitze sipa yitzias mitzrayim. Now, I didn't really understand this, because I see from the Mishnah Brira, says very clearly, this is in Siman Tov Ayin Zayin, he quotes this Doga Mirvuva, you do say the Haguda after Chatzos. And even more so, in Siman Tov Pei Aleph, explains the Mishnah Brira that once you've finished your Seder, you're not allowed to drink any more wine. Why do you not drink any more wine? Says the Mishnah Brira, the reason is as follows, B'shem the Biagro, Mishim shemitzvah lesaper b'sisraim ifloisov shekushbarchi afila kol halayla kol zman shleichatvus hashina v'lachein lo yishta, don't drink any more wine shelo yishtaka, you shouldn't become shikah v'yizbatl mimitzvah zi, you will become butl, you won't be able to keep this mitzvah. And the Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Machna Yisrael quotes that if a person, a soldier, was an oinus, he only came back from guard duty, and it's ready after chatzos, ibu achatzos afila hucha tzuch loyma ha-haguda, he has to say the entire haguda. Ki amitzus asay the sipa yisisraim, he kol halayla. Very clear words from the Chofetz Chaim. But he adds on one gros chiddush. Says Mishabir the Chofetz Chaim, "Chayzuch lechel matzah, you have to eat matzah. Ach lo yevurach al matzah bichas asher ketshun mitzoyz v'sun al chilas matzah. V'chein lo yachtoim ha-halel bevrucha. You're not allowed to be mesayim the halel with a brucha im hi la'acha chatzos." So the Mishabir tells us now, halucha lemasa, a person who came home either just before chatzos, says the Noid Behida, quickly drink your wine, have your mura, have your matzah, and the seder you'll conduct afterwards, normally. Says the Kafachayim, no, you can't conduct your seder normally. You can't make the bruch asher galuni. Says the Minchas Chinuch, because the man of the sipa Yisrael has already finished. You've lost the mitzvah already. It's like the rest of the year now. However, the Chofetz Chaim, for some reason, doesn't tell us about the bruch asher galuni. He just ignores that. He seems he's allowed to make a bruch asher galuni. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Machne Yisrael, of the brucha on the end of the Haguda, that, of the halal, that you can't make a brucha once it's after Chatzos. And the Achroinim asked his kasha, they don't understand what's going on here, Mimun of Sheikh. Either you can't say the Haguda, or you can't say the Haguda. And the Chofetz Chaim, there's a steer between Mishnah Brira, what he's saying in Mishnah Brira, and what he's saying in his Sefer Machne Yisrael. Because in Mishnah Brira, he tells us, you can conduct your Haguda, normally, just say the Haguda. And normally, and then Machli Sul says, but you can't make the brucha on halal. So it occurred to me, I think that the answer is very pushit. In Mishnah Brira, the Chofetz Chaim is speaking about somebody, as he writes, who came home quarter of an hour before Chatzos. So a person comes home quarter of an hour before Chatzos, he started already his mitzvahs halayla. He's made kiddush, he's ate the mura, he's ate the matzah, and therefore what now he's saying, the haguda yoyma achakach, so therefore the haguda is nimshach, after the beginning, like a cedar, we know a person in the mushul benches after Nacht, Motzah Shabbos, he can still say Ritzei, because the beginning of the cedar is Nimshach, after the end, from the beginning of the cedar. Similarly here, he started already, he's been kaim half the mitzvah halayla beforehand, therefore the brucha shegeluni, he's allowed to say. Says the Chofetz Chaim machnisul, of the brucha and halal, which is after you've benched already, so therefore that you can't say. Ma'asha einkein, in the Chofetz Chaim, so that you can say as well. That's why the Mishnah Brira says you can make all the bruchas, brucha shegeluni, and you can make the brucha on halal. Ma she'enkin the Chofetz Chaim in Machana Yisrael, he says very clearly, I'm speaking about a soldier, he's bought achar chatzos. He's only starting his whole mitzvah halayla after chatzos. He doesn't even make the brucha l'achilas matzah, he doesn't make the brucha l'achilas mura. So therefore, since he started already, not bizman ha-mitzvah, is oy bezoy, similarly, he cannot therefore make a brucha. Reboishim ha-helfim, we should all be zoycha, so akusha, freilich ha-yantuf, gizinti yantuf, omein.